Hi, this is Bethany Conway, and thank you for joining me for today's podcast. Today, I want to talk about seasons of change. Yes, we are in the middle of a season change here in Wisconsin. We're moving from fall into winter, a winter wonderland in Wisconsin. And yes, for all you snow haters out there, I want a white Christmas. Bing Crosby sings it best. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Yes, I'm crossing my fingers and hoping and praying that we'll have a white Christmas this year. So if you don't like snow, I'm just going to say, bless your heart. Maybe it's time to move to Florida. No, it's all good. I still love you anyways. But with the season of change, I have found myself thinking about how much the Christmas season, holiday festivities has changed in my life over the years, from the time I was a small child to today with my husband and my children. And I remember going to my grandmother's house. She lived way up north in Wisconsin in Black River Falls, and we would pile in the family station wagon, and we weren't even buckled in. We would just pile in, you know, and drive and drive and get to grandma's house and anticipating all the treats and the goodies that she would have. And my grandma was so amazing. She loved Christmas. I think she probably would spend the whole entire year preparing for this holiday. We would get together about a week before Christmas, all the aunts and uncles and the nieces and nephews, and she would have roast beef in these slow cookers that would cook for hours, and these pedophore mini cakes that were so cute and like you could just stuff one or two or three in your mouth at once. And she always had an endless supply of soda. Pop, for those who are from Minnesota, pop. But soda here in Wisconsin. And she had those Little Debbie Christmas cakes and all those colorful Christmas candies, you know, that are bright reds and greens and yellows and blues. And she would order them just specially from those Christmas catalogs just for this event. And she had oranges and chocolate cherry cordials, you know, all the Christmas candies and caramels that you could imagine were piled high in the corners. And then she had oatmeal cream pies. I am almost positive that my love for oatmeal cream pies, Little Debbie oatmeal cream pies, came about because of my grandma's, so her passion for Christmas food and treats and goodies. So I still love oatmeal cream pies to this day. That doesn't mean everyone listening to this, go out and get me 500 boxes of oatmeal cream pies. I have to ration them because they're just amazing. Anyways, my grandma always made Christmas so special. She was such a generous person. And if she knew that you collected a certain item or certain theme that you had going on in your house, you can guarantee that that would be the thing or item that you were going to get for the next 10 to 20 years until you were very clear with my grandma that that had passed, like you were no longer decorating with that item. Like my mom, she would decorate, she had her kitchen decorated with apples. And so every Christmas, my grandma would get some sort of apple decor to add to my mother's kitchen. And so she had so many apples everywhere, every type of decoration you could possibly imagine. And then it was collecting porcelain dolls. And so my grandma would get her a new porcelain doll and an apple decoration every single Christmas. And for one of the other aunts, it was dolphins. And for another aunt and uncle, it was always music paraphernalia. And because they were in a band and loved music. And then for another aunt and uncle, it was always like wizards and magicians. And so she was always finding something around those themes. And then for us grandkids, she would put Christmas cards buried in the Christmas tree. And in those Christmas cards was a little note from grandma, and then she would give us cash. And it was so exciting to know that you could go to grandma's house and you were going to get amazing goodies and treats, but then money, walk away with money in your pocket. And I have such fond memories of driving to grandma's house in the snow, and just, we'd stay at a hotel and You know, then we'd, after hanging around the house and chit-chatting and filling our bellies, we'd go to the hotel and swim for hours with the aunts and uncles. And so just really some great fond memories of those Christmas times. And yet today, we no longer get together the week before Christmas anymore. Years later, Grandma got ill and time went by and she ended up moving into an assisted living home. And so we didn't travel up north anymore. And it was too much for Grandma to put all of the festivities together. And times changed. And then Grandma passed away. And it was different. And that somehow, in the process of time passing and Grandma's health, that gathering fell away. And as I thought about that memory over the last few weeks, I have experienced feelings of loss, thinking about those fond memories that I have. And knowing that I don't want to get stuck in the past, and I know we can idealize the past and the memories that we have, a lot of times we embellish and we just remember the good things and all the grandeur of the moments. But yet, things change, seasons change, families change. And how do we hold fast to those memories while being open to creating new memories and new traditions for the future? Here's a great quote from Rebecca Bell. "Longing for the past can prevent us from seeing the goodness in the present." Yes, I cherish the memories from growing up as a child at my grandmother's house. Yes, I honor the past and I cling to some of those memories, such fond memories as a child. And I hope that as I think about them, I capture some of those special moments and can share them with my children and recreate some of those things for them and then someday my grandchildren. I bet you that as I shared my stories of going to my grandma's house, that it evoked memories for you from when you were a child, or maybe even as an adult, or maybe even last year. Maybe this season, maybe this Christmas, things are changing and things have changed. And maybe it's new exciting adventures and grandkids or a new baby in the house. Or maybe you got married and you're going to experience Christmas with your new spouse and all of her extended family or his extended family. Or maybe this Christmas, you're experiencing the loss of a dear loved one. Maybe this Christmas will be a little bit more difficult because that person won't be there with the family this year. Whatever it may be, know that this Christmas, you have the opportunity to begin to create new memories and new traditions and honor the past. Honor those who you may have lost. Honor their memory and treasure those and take that with you into this Christmas season. I love the movie The Christmas Carol with Ebenezer Scrooge. Sometimes that movie has driven me nuts. Other times I've watched it and I've cried. And maybe it's just because I've gotten older and we can all identify with this character where we've gone through the Christmas season and holiday seasons, and sometimes it's joyful and glorious and we have great fond memories, and other times the Christmas season we've experienced loss, like Scrooge experienced the passing of his mother, and then his dad was so hurt and lost that he kind of forgot about his kids, and so Scrooge got hurt in that process, and then his fiance broke up with him, and then he lost his best friend. And yet as we watch Ebenezer Scrooge, when he goes to the past, he shows so much joy at certain parts of his life, but then so much sorrow that leads him to where he is in that present moment. You know, and then we see where the present is with the people in his life that really long to be with him and care for him, but he's still caught up in what's happened in the past. the hurt and the loss. And then we go to his future with the ghost of Christmas future, and we see what could happen in Scrooge's life if he doesn't embrace the loved ones in his present. I love this quote that Scrooge says from the Charles Dickens A Christmas Carol. He says at the very end of the movie, "I will honor Christmas in my heart and try to keep it all the year. I will live in the past, the present, and the future. The spirits of all three shall strive within me." Ah, Scrooge, you have hit it on the head. We get to hold dear to those precious moments and precious memories of the past, those experiences and holiday traditions with loved ones that we held dear to and are maybe no longer with us. The joys of where we are in the present, with maybe you're a grandparent now and you have grandkids, you know, the joys of having grandkids. Maybe it's, again, that new spouse in the extended family. Or, you know, maybe it's you're traveling and you're meeting new people all over the world this holiday season. I don't know. It could be absolutely anything. But we hold fast to the present moment of Christmas and the dear things we hold in our heart. And those, my friends, are going to lead us into a future of joy and peace and the possibilities of Christmas, oh, the possibilities of hope, oh, the possibilities of newfound traditions that we will cling to and share with those who are closest and dearest to our hearts. My friends, I challenge you in the weeks ahead as we come close to Christmas. Yes, hold dear those memories from the past. Love, laugh, reminisce with friends and family. Maybe you experienced hurt or pain in seasons past. Maybe this is the possibility. Maybe this is the opportunity. Maybe this is the time in the year to seek out the hope that you're looking for, the joy, the relationships, the connections. This is the year to reconnect and redeem what was lost. My friends, I'm so excited about this season. And I hope that as we come into the fullness of Christmas, that you honor it in your heart and keep it all the year. Thank you for listening. Until next time, have a wonderful day.